Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another episode of WordPress Plugins from A to Z with your host, John Overall. We are now on episode number 11, and we're covering the letter L tonight. And believe it or not, it's quite tough to come up with a reasonable plugin for the letter L. Seems that some of the letters we have here, they just don't have plugins that directly have a name attached to them. So I've hit it kind of close. The plugin we're going to be dealing with here this evening is called Ultimate Blogger or Blogroll. But what that is it's actually a plugin for setting up a link system. A reciprocal linking system. So you know all the people that email you going, hey man, we find your site really cool, or we think it's sort of related to ours and we'd like to set up a reciprocal link, and can you please put our code on your site, blah blah blah, we'll put your code on our site, blah blah blah. Well, what this plugin here does for you is this plugin cuts out all that extra work you gotta do. If someone sends you an email and you think they're serious, you just respond back and say, sure, sign up at this address on my website, have fun. And it saves you tons of time. So, as usual, what we're going to do is you're going to go search for the plugin inside your administration area. And you're going to search for Ultimate Blogroll. And, of course, when you find it, do the usual. Install now. Set it up. Activate it. Now, it's relatively easy, straightforward to set up. One of the things I found when I was setting up a practice one for it is I probably thought I'd like a bit better page than the one they automatically set for me. And, what I'll do is we'll just change the title. So once you activate it, it comes up with a nice warning page up at the top. Says Ultimate Blog Role has not been set. Use the wizard if you're unsure how to set it up, or if you're simply lazy, which most of us programmers are. You give the page a title. And in my case here, I'm going to call it my link exchange. And there we go. Okay, and we got that. Now you got to choose what sidebar you're going to put the widget in. Well, it really doesn't matter which one you put it in here. You can put it in any sidebar once you set it up. Then you got your recapture keys. Everyone has a set of recapture keys out there, right? I know I do. And so you set up your recapture keys into here, your public and private key. That way you can use the recapture to prevent spammers from abusing the system. Simply click finish. Takes a moment or two. It creates the page you need. Gets it all set up. Sometimes it comes up with a really strange warning, which I have yet to figure out. I think I'll copy this and send it off to the programmer. Maybe he'll know what it is. Doesn't seem to affect it. I did the same thing when I set it up on my test site. So let me know if you get the same role, something about functions in line 17. So at any rate, once it's set up, it says it's configured correctly. Scroll all the way down. You've got a brand new menu. And that menu gives you four items: manage link partners, and you should have no links in it. Go back down to it, add a link partner. That's if you want to add some links to it. Go back down to it. The other one is import export. This one's actually pretty cool. If you've already got some links in your blog roll on your website, you can directly import them right here and set them right up and get them good to go. The other thing you can do with it is you can export the links to your blog roll. Like say you're going to remove this program and you've collected a whole load of links and you don't want to lose them. You want to stuck them in your blog roll, export them there. So, and then there's the final one, which is the settings. Settings is pretty straightforward. You go in, set your website title, your URL, your email address, have it send you an email. Fight spam. It's supposed to have the recapture set up. For some reason it didn't set it up last time, so we're gonna set it up one more time here. And okay, so we had a minor interruption there, and now we're finishing up the setup for the recapture. It looks like we gotta set it up a second time for some odd reason. This time hopefully it'll hold on to the key. So let's see. Yep, now it's got the key. So once you've got the key set up, you can set it up to either use the reCAPTCHA or not use the reCAPTCHA. I highly recommend using the reCAPTCHA. Set it up to email you. He's got an adjustment here for reciprocal link. It says yes required, and I don't know if he's gonna set it up to allow you to turn it off if you want. I'm actually gonna contact the programmer here. His name is Jens Giardin, and we'll find out what he has planned for it. Target blank. Should always have links external from your website opening in blank or a new window. Actually, new window is what you want, not blank. Yeah, blank new window. So, no follow? Well, that's all a matter of preference. I personally allow follow links. I figure if I'm giving out links on my website, I want them followed. I don't care if they take my link juice or not. I'll still get enough link juice back to me eventually to do just fine. Everybody's busy hoarding their link juice, so they're not giving it out. So nobody's giving it out, so who's actually getting it? Only the big guys. Well, let's stop doing that. Share, share, share. Remember, that's what the internet was built on. And support the developer. You can allow his link to be in there, or you can remove his link from it. If you donate to him or you do something cool for him, well, you can remove it probably. If you don't, leave it in place for him. Then you update those settings. Then you want to update the widget settings and give the widget a title. And in this case here, we're just going to call it the same thing as before. You know, my link exchange. Order by links, ID, in links, out the out links. Ascending, descending. You can also put it on a different page here if you want by simply adding the ultimate blog role tag on it. Once those settings are saved, then it's just a matter of going to the page on your website and looking at it and making sure it loads up just fine. And that page will be an easy one to find, right? Yeah. So anyway, once you've got that, that's all there is to it. This is a relatively simple, straightforward plugin. It's pretty decent. Allows me to set up a link exchange on my website, and you'll be able to find it in the notes where you can go check out how I've set mine up. And if you want to swap links with me, make sure you dump my code into your website, because without it, it won't get approved. I absolutely will insist that people reciprocally link me, and if I don't like the page they're linking to me from, I will just deny their link. That's the beauty of this system. It gives you the ability to go check on the links that come through and approve or deny them as necessary. So that's all we have for you this week. Maybe I might have another podcast or two later in this week. Who knows? Like I said, we're trying to get up through to the first 26 letters, so I can just start hopping and popping around. And if I run into too many more issues with weeks like this where I had to search for a plugin to match the letter L, I will just start hopping and popping here anyway, because it just seems like it's a little bit tough to do that. But we'll definitely jump around the alphabet quite a bit. So to everyone out there, thanks for listening to me. I'm looking at my stats today. I see the podcast have hit another mile marker where since last week we're almost at 600, so we're almost up 200. Granted, I did put out a couple 3 podcasts last week, and so a couple hundred is sort of expected. Looks like it's still going along. People are still subscribing. I still don't have, as far as I know, any feedback on iTunes or Blueberry, and I definitely don't have any feedback on my website aside from the comment from my friend last week, Laura. And if you'd like to get a shout out on my website, I'll even tell people where to, or out on my website, on my podcast, I'll tell people where to find your website. So leave me a comment, good, bad, indifferent. I don't really care. I just want to know that people are actually listening and they're just not being downloaded and stored somewhere. So that'd be kind of cool to know. So at any rate, until next time, you have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are out there on the globe. This has been WordPress for Plugins with John Overall from A to Z. As we mess that up too. Have a nice night.